up, guys?
Hello.
It's Jazz.
And Mon.
Welcome to Two Broads.
Talking Bravo.
Episode 3.
We got
a bunch to talk about. I literally have been drowning in my thoughts all week, and I'm literally waiting for this moment to just release everything in my head.
Yeah. I mean, that's literally the reason why we started this podcast, is because we talk about this so much, and we've been trying not to talk about it too much outside of this, because we want to spread the tea, spill the tea,
but also share it with people, because now we're already influencing people to watch Bravo shows. Literally, like, Molly's sister Kate sent me a Snapchat, and she was like already watching the new season of VPR, and she was like, this shit's crazy, and I'm like, I know.
And you know what? We were both having trouble watching this week's episode of VPR.
I thought I was gonna have a meltdown.
I know. So,
our TV network,
like, just... Sling was down for me all evening, Wednesday evening. So I watched it on Thursday, and I was on Peacock.
Oh,
and
that's why you watched it delayed.
Yeah, I've never been on Peacock, and I went into search, and it said, like, the top 5 most searched things, one of them was Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, I believe it, because the whole world is really watching
like
it.
This.
I literally gave my mom the whole breakdown yesterday, because basically she was like, all right, what's this whole podcast thing? Like, what are you doing? And I was like, well, sit down for this. Like, let me tell you how it all started from. So I, like, broke down the whole thing for her, and she was like, wow, that is pretty wild. That is pretty, that is pretty messed up in the head. And I just died. I love that Tad the dad is a fan.
Yeah. I love that our parents are getting invested in this. Yeah, my dad texted me this morning, like, oh, I just listened to your podcast. You guys are funny. Like, he's like, I like that, the idea of only working on Wednesdays, because I have Wednesdays off. And that was for episode 1. It was so cute. Like, he's just,
did
so
you fill him in with the drama, or is he just kind of like,
no, I didn't. And he listened to
the small talk.
He loved the small talk, and he listened to the first 2 episodes, and he has no clue what Bravo is.
I love that.
And I'm sure anytime I've talked about Bravo, he's just been like, what the hell? Like, why are you watching a reality TV? You want to watch these crackpots? I'm like, yeah. And
they are crackpots.
Shout out to my dad. And Dolly.
I know.
Getting invested.
Honestly, cheers to that. We're influencing people now.
And happy Mother's Day to Dolly.
Happy Mother's Day to Beata. Do you have any fun plans yet? I know before you were like, not really sure, but.
Just going home, having dinner. Nothing like Aruba. That's a bit more fun than me. Jazz and Mom and Fam are jetting off to Aruba.
We are.
In a few hours.
I mean, dude, literally, it's one of those things where you think booking an early flight is a good idea, because I don't like wasting a day traveling. Like, this just sucks. Like, it's your precious PT. Like, for us who work, I mean, on paper, Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, but really only on Wednesdays. But, like, for real though, like, it's just like, I don't want to waste a day spending it on the airplane and waiting for baggage. Like, I want to get to the beach. Yeah. So then I'm like, all right, let's hop on a 6 a.m. flight. We'll probably regret it, like, before, which we are right now. But once we're there and we arrive early, like, we'll be really happy. And
oh, yeah.
You know, hopefully when we arrive again, no issues, and we can just go straight to the beach. I'm going straight for a Beverageino.
Yeah.
I'm going to need it.
What's going to be your go-to order at the swim-up bar?
See, that's a tough question, because the thing is that I love a good cocktail when I'm on a tropical vacation, but I'm also picky with cocktails, because I feel like they have to make it right, and if it's gonna be in a plastic cup with, like, just syrup and there's no good salt, because I'm thinking margarita right now, if you know where my head's at, but, like, I don't know, I just, like, need it to be well made, and if it's not, then it's, like, not good.
Yeah.
I'm kind of traumatized, I think, also because when we went to the Dominican, I don't know if I told you this actually, but the first drink we had, like, literally the first drink, we get there, we're so excited to have a drink, we're starving, we go to that sports bar because it's the only place that had food open, we're like, all right, margaritas for the table. It literally tasted like, I don't want to say poison, but like rubbing alcohol. Like that, just because it was like the whole all-inclusive thing, so maybe they used, and we didn't pay extra for Top Shelf. But ever since then, I'm like, okay, I'm kind of traumatized. So I don't know, I might just keep it safe and do Prosecco when I arrive.
Ooh, can't go wrong with that. Mimosa.
Or Mimi. Yeah. We're arriving at 12:30, so that's still brunch.
Skip the orange juice. Can I get right to it?
Can I get a mimosa, but, get rid of, what did they say? Hold the OJ?
Yeah.
So maybe I'll go for that.
Yeah, mimosa, no
what
OJ.
What do you like normally go to? If like, well, when you go to Aruba, we're set to set the scene, yeah. Long day of traveling, what's the first drink you get?
Mimosa.
You go mimosa.
Yeah.
I think it's a good vibe starter.
Just, oh gosh, wine and champagne just run through my veins. It's so good.
See, that's the thing about wine though. I love wine so much, especially white wine, but do you get sleepy? I feel like it makes me sleepy, so I need to drink wine at like nighttime.
People say that all the time. I don't think I get that.
Really?
Not often. I think if I'm already super tired, I think it doesn't help. But if I'm not, it's not gonna like accelerate anything that's not already gonna happen, you know?
Interesting.
Very interesting.
Maybe I'll experiment.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maybe that's why mimosa was created too, because the OG is like a little bit of sugar.
Yes, you know, that's actually maybe a really counteracts. Good point. And you know, orange juice, like it's a classic, you know, breakfast drink. It just like,
you're traveling, you need vitamin C, you know? It's all for your health.
It's actually healthy, one of the healthiest cocktails.
It is!
Because of the freaking vitamin C.
Well, okay, you think of a pina colada also, you gotta get like at least one of those when you're away.
So that's another thing, so keen for pina colada, but they gotta make it good.
The frozen drinks they got down, the pina coladas, the daiquiris,
it's good
mango or strawberry.
When you get there.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I'm really excited.
Have you had a dirty banana?
No, you were telling me about that. Actually, we talked about it in the last podcast.
Yeah, oh my gosh, get it.
I will get it. That is definitely on my list. Yeah. Honestly, this literally sounds like a really bad hangover, but...
Just have one, you'll be fine.
Well, maybe I can buy those hangover, your potion juice
that
we had at Steph's Bachelorette.
Yeah.
It was awesome. I took the thing and the next day I felt totally fine.
We only had one person...
To prevent the hangover.
Out of... Nine people? Eight people?
Who got hit really bad with it?
Oh.
That weekend.
I think one person out of nine
people. Did she take
the
potion juice though?
Yeah.
She did?
Yeah.
And she threw up?
Yeah.
Oh well.
But no one else did.
I know. There's,
so, the success rate's pretty high.
We can't all be perfect. Yeah. Like, there's always gonna be one defect.
Yeah.
And unfortunately.
She also didn't do the late night McDonald's munchies, so.
We were the only ones that did that. Everybody else went to that.
And we felt okay the next day.
Because it really, honestly, drunk eating helps. Like, as bad as it did for you. I mean, sometimes you gotta do it. Like.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
You gotta bite the bullet.
I drunk ate last night. Something small, like I took it from my cabinet though, but like, honestly, I like was thinking about it today, like on my car ride here, and I literally was like, honestly, I kind of wish we recorded the podcast last night, because it was-
When you were trashed.
On one! And this is the best part too, so I was calling my cousin Katie earlier today, and then Allison was like with her, because Katie's at Allison's house, and Allison comes to the phone, and then she goes, yo, Jazz, like, what's up with your Insta story? TJ's her boyfriend. TJ comes to me and just goes, how drunk was Jasmine last night? And I just, like, died laughing, because when I woke up this morning and saw my story, I was like, oh, whoa. Like, I was on one.
You went on a bit of a tirade.
I know.
That was so, I feel like that was out of character for you.
I literally wanted to post, like, more, but then I fell asleep. I literally passed out with VPR still on TV. Like, not even kidding. My phone like this. Like,
no.
It was that kind of night.
Jazz was basically rage texting, but it was just Insta stories about, was it the trailer or the reunion or both, I think?
It was it was both.
Just the general Scandoval ranting, as you gotta do, you know? And
well,
I get it.
I wanted to watch the episode again, just so I could take notes for the podcast. Well, just so I could remember, like, what I want to talk about with you.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't comprehend writing notes. And then while I was watching the scenes, I was just like, I'm so angry right now. This guy meeting Tom Sandoval is just such a tool. And I'm like, you know what? I'm posting this. Like, forget it. And then, of course, I do the whole, like, he is demented.
I love that your initial reaction's like, no, I'm not gonna take notes. I'm gonna post this publicly.
I know.
So all can see. And then in the morning, you have a fun surprise.
It was a fun surprise. I literally woke up, I was like, oh, well, we'll talk about this later. This is funny. Yeah, it was.
It's just fun. You know, it's just the emotions coming out. They gotta come out.
Yeah.
Let them out.
Well, last night was really fun though. It started off really well, but I guess I was very nervous because my boyfriend, like Cam, met my mom and I've never been in that situation before. So I was just like panicking the whole time. And I was like telling Allison and Katie earlier today, I was like, honestly, if I wasn't operating a vehicle to go to dinner, like because I drove my mom and I to dinner, I would have blacked out at dinner. I'm like, not even kidding. Like, but then I was like, no, I like can't get drunk right now. I have to drive this car home and take us home safe. So I got drunk when I got home.
A great solution.
Yeah. I mean, safety first.
How did it go?
I thought it went well. I mean, like in the beginning, I was 100% panicking, but we went to Legal Harborside.
Ooh,
vibes are great. You know, it was a great day. We had some wine. I got an espresso martini. Mm. We had some good food. We had some good chat. So yeah, I think it went well. And my mom's like kind of a nut too. So she had some really funny stories. So she was, you know, entertaining us, is the best way to put it. Okay. But yeah.
She's great. She's the funniest.
She's something.
And just
something.
Oh my gosh. You guys are so similar. I love it. Anytime you guys, I'm with both of you, I'm just like, this makes so much sense.
That my mom's a crackhead and then gave birth to another crackhead, aka me.
And even beyond that, just like your mannerisms and your humor. Like I feel like they're very similar.
I guess. It's funny you say that though, cause like, I feel like you and your mom are like similar in some ways, but like that woman is wild and you're like you get wild for sure, but I've never seen you slide down a pole at the Bruins game, like the stairs and the pole thing. When she does stuff like that, I'm like, legend. Beyond is a legend.
She's a legend. Well, you know, she doesn't get too many opportunities to like, to really cut loose, and something about the Bruins games just,
yeah, that's true.
It's just like a drug to her. She's like, yes, let's go. Like I can't even explain. She's gotten on the Jumbotron multiple times in a single game just because of the way she is acting, dancing around, screaming, like any kind of like music, even if it's like just stadium music, she's just like fist bumping. You're hurting the people around us.
I'm surprised she hasn't knocked someone's drink off their hand, honestly, because that's like my biggest fear is when you're moving your hands around and people have their drinks. Yeah. You just go whack it. I'm surprised she hasn't done that a lot.
She's spilled a bit of mine, but not the whole
thing. She did?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, I mean, no. Yeah. She's that kind of offender.
She just gets so excited, you know?
I know.
I'm glad it went well. I mean, next time. You know, of course it's going to go well. It'll be product of your mom and your mom loves you. And so, you know, it's just, it's going to make sense that the people that are in your life and surround you are going to get along with each other because it's, you know, it's just like the kind of people that you attract and have in your life.
Yeah. No, all good vibes. And now we're excited for Aruba. We're excited for a trip. Mom got to see you. Mom got to see Steph. She got to see Cam. She got to see Boston. She had to drive the duck boat tour.
Oh my gosh, that was legendary.
That was so funny. Like literally the duck boat tour guide was basically, first he goes kids, right? He's like, all right kids, like who wants to go up? And then
Dolly's like, me. And you're like, not yet.
Actually, surprisingly, she actually didn't volunteer. People were telling her like, go on it, go on it. I think it was just her energy. I don't know what it was, but the people sitting next to us, they were like chit-chatting with us the whole time.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't know what energy my mom gave off, but the minute the, he's not the conductor. What the hell is his name? The tour guide,
I guess. Yeah.
That probably would make
sense. But
they're
like kind of comedians too, right? Was yours kind of like?
So, you know, I thought it was good, but I liked our tour guide way better. He was way more funnier. And the fact that he was like a monk, literally straight off from the monastery, whatever. He got the outfit and everything.
Yeah, but that was just the character.
Was he not actually a monk?
No!
Wait, shut the hell up. Wait, Ash, you're supposed to be very serious?
No! Is that serious?
Wait, do they all play characters?
Yes!
Shut up.
Oh my gosh, Jazz, you're like a kid finding out that Pluto at Disney World is a man in a costume.
Wait. So my tour guide...
What was their character?
It wasn't that interesting. He was a Boston Marathon runner and he was wearing like the outfit And that seems legit.
Did he say he ever ran the marathon?
Yeah.
I mean...
And he said he had 18 siblings, and then he named all their names, and then literally at the end of the thing, someone was like, are you, like, for reals? Because, like, that's ridiculous. And he goes, yeah, I have 18 siblings. And I was like, how is that even biologically possible?
Okay, maybe that's real, but
that's what I'm saying. His whole... character. What's a facade? What does that mean?
Facade is like a fake character.
Okay, his whole facade seemed legit.
Okay, well.
So that's why I thought the monk was real.
Our monk was definitely not real.
Oh my god, this whole time I thought he was literally a monk. And I was like,
no,
why did this monk
come every duck boat tour guide gets to pick a character so that they're like memorable and they have like, basically, because they're giving you a tour, but then they're also, you know, they're doing little bits and they're trying to be funny. Wait, and they need like some kind of character to kind of play their, you know, their tour around. that gave me so much life that you thought that
our
tour guide was an actual monk.
I swear to God, I did not know that.
I love that.
I literally told my mom, I was like, we had a monk that was a tour guide. And she was like, what? And I was like, I know, it was so random. I don't even understand, but I just went with it. Wait, that's amazing.
Incredible.
Well, anyways, this guy was not nearly as funny, but he was still good. We had fun. Talked about the Bruins, talked about the Celtics, like, you know, overall great tour. Just Boston things.
So. Dolly enjoyed her time in Boston?
Yeah, I think she really likes it a lot now and appreciates it a lot more now, which is great because the last time she's come here has been, her trips have been really, really short because she'll literally be here for like 2 days. And then jet somewhere else. So I'm happy she likes it.
Good. You know,
hopefully she'll come more often and bring my brother. So that'll be more fun. But yeah, how was your day? Had fun mentoring?
It moved to yesterday because they have prom today.
Oh, he has prom today?
Yes.
Granite Links? No, not Granite Links?
No, I didn't ask.
But it's from your school. Didn't you have prom there?
It's not my prom. Sorry, it's not my school. It's from, a different town.
I thought you said you were mentoring from through your high school.
No, it's through Burlington High School.
So how did you do that?
Because my old office used to be in Burlington. And someone got in touch because it's like professionals mentoring high school students, but he was late yesterday. No, he was actually early. He was half an hour early and then emailed me being like, hey, I'm on the meeting. And the meeting was scheduled for 12:30. He was on at noon. I'm like, meeting's at 12:30. I joined at 12:30. He wasn't there. So then I checked my email and I see that he was on half an hour earlier.
Oh my lord. You two are just chaos. But that was the end of it though. That was like the last one.
No, we have one more.
You do have one more?
Presentations. Yeah.
Are you gonna like mentor him on time management?
I kind of feel like I have a responsibility too, but I don't want our last meeting to be like, okay, and by the way, the last 6 weeks you've been on time once out of the six.
You can say it nicely. Plus, if you think about it this way, a good mentor will be honest with him, right? Otherwise, how will he ever learn?
Yeah. Well, okay.
Right?
We're gonna set some criteria. If he's on time,
yeah,
I'm not gonna say anything. If he is late again,
you need to tell
him. I'm gonna say something
and put him in his place and be like, dude, this is like not gonna cut it for like the real world. It's not even corporate. It's just the real world.
Do you want to get fired immediately?
I mean,
then be on time for meetings.
Yeah. No.
I remember when I was in college and I had like calls or networking calls or whatever with professionals, I would be 5 minutes early. And I'm not an early person. I would be 5 minutes early.
Yeah, because
or sometimes
like,
10, because I'm like, I want them to have a good impression of me.
And it's the right thing to do because nothing annoys anyone more than being late. It's just rude. It's like not even unprofessional. It's just inconsiderate to the other person that's like waiting for you.
Right.
Know, despite
especially
who they are.
If they're doing something like to help you too, I feel like,
oh yeah,
you know, it's just like,
it's just like common stuff. Like it's like, what do you call it? Like read the room or like having some self-awareness of like, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I digress. We'll Speaking of self-awareness or reading the room, you know who can't read the freaking room? Raquel. This woman makes negative sense.
When
negative. I'm talking about our conversation with Katie.
Yeah.
Are you going there?
I was shook the inside sir and outside sir. I was expecting Katie at some point to just Just kind of like let a bitch slap go. I am impressed that she did it.
I wish that happened.
I was waiting for it to happen at any moment.
I know.
If I were there, I don't know if I'd be able to restrain myself from, like, I mean, she was going off verbally, which, you know, is the better option. She was never actually, if you think about it, through the season, she was never like a physical aggression. Like Lala, yeah Lala would be true. A little physical. Stassi would get a little physical. Kristen, definitely.
Oh, Kristen, hot, like, is the queen of physical. Like,
I'm so excited to see her come back next week. Oh,
I can't. Are you gonna? Did we decide that you'll wait for me, or you're gonna watch it and then?
I'm gonna watch it anyway because you're gonna be gone and anyway.
Then
so
and then we'll talk about it.
Well, because we don't talk about it anyway now.
Okay, fine.
You guys will get the full coverage of us reconvening after the season finale, and then we're gonna watch
The reunion we're gonna watch together. And then we'll probably do maybe a YouTube special of like you guys watching us watch the reunion because you know, we might even have a stroke mid reunion. I don't even know. I'm already stressing out by it.
Potential medical emergency. Tune in.
Honestly, it's gonna be pretty entertaining. Like, oh man, yeah. I'm excited. I can't wait.
I love the way Katie handled it, honestly. Like,
she did good. She was graceful. Graceful in a badass way.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I mean, she got heated, but she had every right to. If that was me, I would probably hit Raquel. And I'm not, like, physical, like, at all.
Maybe because her mom was there?
Maybe. See, that's the part that would make me more angry, though, is because my mom was there and... So basically, just, I guess maybe let's talk it back for the fans that don't really watch VPR, just to kind of give everyone context. I'm sure you've already heard us bashing Raquel pretty much every episode because she deserves it. Because she's basically the mistress with the whole cheating scandal, and she's the fake best friend because she pretended to be best friends with everybody. And so with this whole tension with Raquel and Katie, Katie's has already bad blood with Raquel because she made out with Katie's ex-husband, which, again, that's a whole other story to unpack. But the point, though, is that Raquel disrespected Katie's mom while Raquel and Katie were having a conversation. I would have gone off. Like, if I already don't like you and you're already attacking me for no reason and everything that's coming out of your mouth makes no sense, and then on top of that, you disrespect my mom, you're dead.
Dead.
You're dead.
And then I step out with the person that I want to have a conversation with, and you see yourself in the conversation. They were together for, is it 12 years, Katie and Tom?
12 years.
And she comes in and she thinks because they made out once, she can come in and try to, like, just dissolve the tension or whatever she wanted to do. What are you doing there?
I don't get it.
Literally, what are you, like, Katie's reaction, I think, is just, I feel like previously, maybe also, like, Schwartz would, like, undermine her reaction, be like, oh, you're overreacting, whatever. Like, she nailed it.
Like, stupid.
I think she handled it exactly how she should have.
You think so?
Yeah,
I'll agree with you on that. Yeah.
Cause
I
think so too. For all the reasons you're saying, Raquel had no, honestly, sense of being there, saying anything.
I think she just wants the screen time because she probably is like, I'm not going to get any more screen time after this because I screwed everything up. So she's like, this is all the screen time I'm going to get. So I'm just going to like run train through this restaurant. Literally.
Yeah. She really did seem like she was pulling stuff out of the air just to be talking to Katie.
You know what pissed me off? This is also why I was like going nuts last night after those nightcaps was because Tom Sandoval, every time you watch him, he's always trying to tell Katie that she's in the wrong, and he goes, Katie, you're so obsessed with yourself. It's always the Katie show. Like, you don't see the benefit, you don't see the good in anyone. Or he was like, Katie, like, you know, why are you getting so angry about this kiss? Like, you need to calm down. You're hurting people's feelings. And all I could think about is, Tom, you were literally having an affair with your, I'm just gonna say wife because it just makes, Ariana is basically his wife, with your wife's best friend. You are the demented person here. You are the one hurting someone's feelings. You are the narcissist who's only thinking about yourself. You're the one who's gaslighting everybody. You're the one who's obsessed, like, freaking out, man. Everything coming out of his mouth. is just like,
it's all an attempt to cover. It's all an attempt to steer the attention away from them, because it did come up, you know, the fact that she slept at his house after the Abbey.
Oh my god. And his stumbling of words of like, she dipped out.
Swear to god, the next time I hear the phrase dipped out,
I'm gonna kill someone.
I should have kept count that episode.
He said dipped out like 200 times. We could have played a drinking game. We would have been on the floor.
He's like, what's dipped out? He's like, she like dipped out. Like, oh, that's great explanation, Tom. You don't have your story straight.
No, because he's like freaking the hell out.
Cause you're dumb. Like,
well, he's panicking, right? Like, cause he knows he got caught. So now he's probably panicking, being like, oh no, I've been caught, right? And so he's just like not forming words. And I mean, like any normal person who's panicking would probably be in his shoes, right? Like, you heard Andy himself. Tom was a shell of a human at the reunion. And he was like, sorry, excuse me.
Sorry, which Tom?
Sandoval. Okay. Sandoval. That's right. We have to use our last names. Andy said Sandoval was a shell of a human at the reunion because he's humiliated. And he's panicking, and so he's just like not forming words. I think that's why he was just like saying all this BS this whole time, because he's like, dude, I have to cover up for this. And
oh my gosh.
The whole point too of like, why go through so much effort of covering up when you can just tell the truth? What, like, why bother covering up the affair and continuing the relationship when you already know you're not into it?
You know what?
I don't get it.
I didn't get it until right now. I just had an epiphany because I rewatched the trailer for both the season finale and the reunion just because I literally needed to rewatch it. And I was like, Michelle, you gotta see this.
Oh, Lord.
Like, you gotta see this.
The reunion trailer.
The reunion trailer and the season finale trailer.
Got it. Yep.
And I was realizing Tom and Raquel talking to each other, and I think this is back in their trailer during their break during their reunion, and they're saying, oh, like, they're trying to make us out to be pathological liars, which we're not. And that just made me realize they don't think that anything they did
is like
wrong. Necessarily wrong.
Which is still messed up. It's like,
that's the worst part about it.
I know. How are you not... how are they not realizing what they did was messed up? And everything they're doing is messed up.
It's the narcissism.
Because they're messed up in the head.
It's the Raquel, who knows what's going on, Rachel.
They're
alter ego, like.
Yeah, I mean, they're clearly very twisted. And like.
They're living this like false reality that they believe to be true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know, it's crazy.
They don't think they lied? What? I mean, someone pull together the clips and show all the clips where they're lying.
I'm getting like so heated right now. I just want to like rage Insta story right now just to be like, show every clip of that and be like, this bitch is so dumb. Like, oh my god. Fucking A.
It's really, truly kind of crazy. It's kind of crazy.
I told Kate, Molly's sister, because she's basically watching the new season of Vanderpump, and I was like, I advised her, and I was like, if you start from the beginning, and I know there are many seasons, but if you start from the beginning and pretty much, you know, watch the whole show, it will heighten the emotions and the anger and the anxiety and the stress and the other synonyms of all those words when you watch the new season, because you have more context and background of how everyone's relationship progressed, like who dated who, meaning of each relationship, you know, the longevity. Good one. This is why
yin and yang.
We keep you around. We're back from intermission.
You might be able to tell wine glasses are a little fuller.
I've been topped off. Thank you so much. Cheers, Mike.
Cheers. You know what this is?
Oh, shit, that's fresh.
Pinot Grigio.
Wait, I honestly love that you picked Pinot Grigio. It's so fitting for Stassi.
I don't know what I've done to you, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio.
Why are you so obsessed with that whole scene?
I mean, it's legendary.
At this point, it's iconic.
Yeah.
It's very iconic.
It is iconic, number one Stassi's quote. Like, For sure. I'm seeing her tomorrow. I'm going to be,
like, literally going to say
20 feet away from her.
Are you excited?
And Beau.
I literally.
Yes!
Dude, I've, like, seen some, like, some clips. I try not to watch too much just because I want to, like, hear it from you first and then I'll watch it later. I don't know. It's just, like, it's almost like spoiler. But I was like, damn it! I wish I was going to be there. Like, it just looks really fun. It looks like it's going to be really good. And, like, her wedding video on Patreon or Patreon. I don't know how to say it.
I didn't watch the
wedding. I think
we
have to pay to see it. I didn't watch it.
I will pay to watch that for sure.
Well, I was going to say, do you want to go split seas?
Yes, their anniversary is today.
Yes.
So cute.
The wedding video looks amazing.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm very excited. It looks really good. But I'll give you the full debrief.
I know.
I'll record what I can.
Keep me posted. Are you
going to be in Aruba? You're going to be having a great time. You're not going to be missing me.
Well, I will say, when I am in Aruba, I will be reading Stassi's book off of my head. So at least I'm, you know, like, kind of doing, like, something, like, along the same lines of what you're, I mean, you have the better version. You're going to see her live. But I'm going to check out her book. I'm really excited. I'll let you know how it is. For the folks, too, on the phone, if you don't know Stassi.
On the phone?
Okay,
Grandma.
I'm still on work mode. Like, it's so bad. That's hilarious. That's literally like a line I'll use like in a meeting. Cause sometimes when I go to the office, we'll have an in-person meeting. But then like my boss and I sometimes will go off on a tangent. So then I'll be like, all right, so for the folks that are on the phone. So I say that a lot.
Wow. Shut that part off.
I know.
It's Friday.
Oh, man, that's funny. for the folks listening to us online for context, Stassi does have two books. The first one was, I think, Basic Bitch.
Next Level Basic.
That was her first book. Her new book is Off of My Head. So again, just for the folks, that's what we're talking about. Her first book was really good, super easy to read. Again, if you're a fan of hers, you'll enjoy it. If you're not a fan of hers, I still think you'll enjoy it. But
yeah,
I'm excited to read her second book.
Number two is just as good. Number one is basically she's saying that being basic just has a negative connotation.
And that's true. Because she's super basic.
Yeah, but she's being her true self. Yeah. And that's what she's saying everyone should do is be your true self, even if it's basic, even if it's whatever, be your true self. Yeah. And then her second book, I'm not going to spoil anything for you.
What's like the premise or keep it high level?
It's basically about how she got canceled and how she came back from that.
And how she handled that.
Yeah.
Because that's like something I've genuinely actually like been wanting to be like, why did they get canceled? There's been speculation. We talked about it a little bit. But I don't know. I've never really investigated to be like, why did they actually get canceled? Because she was the best character on Vanderpump Rules.
You will learn.
Can I make a guess? Is it because they like said something offensive on like some, what was it? Like Watch What Happens Live or something?
I think it was her podcast.
Oh, it was on her podcast. She said something offensive and then they canceled her.
I think she said something offensive on her podcast. And then later on, basically, she accused someone of being someone that they caught on tape, like doing a crime or something.
What?
And I think it was because they were both black that she assumed that it was this person that she knew.
Oh.
Yeah. I think that's what it was.
That doesn't sound good.
No.
I see.
But this book is about how she obviously was completely canceled and then is building herself up and did everything and more to come back from that because she obviously needed to educate herself.
Which is good.
Yes.
Everyone should. We talked about this last time. Like, everyone should keep getting educated. Mm-hmm. It's really important. Does she ever talk about like Kristen because Kristen got canceled too? Or is that not included? I'm just curious.
I can't fully remember. I think she's talking about it from her perspective. And so like how she found out and what she did. Not too much about Kristen, but she's saying it happened to both of them, basically.
Did Kristen do the same thing?
I think she was involved in it. Yeah, I think it was both of them involved in it.
Oh, boy.
You'll be able to refresh my memory because I read it last summer.
No worries. Yeah. I'll read it. Hopefully I can finish it this trip. Sometimes when a book's really good, I can't put it down. It's kind of a bad thing because then I'm like up till 3 a.m. reading it. But when you have a good book, like, you can't put that down. It's all, sometimes even better than like a TV show. I don't know why. I don't know how. I don't know how to explain it. But like, reading a book is like a much different experience than TV. And I think it's probably because you're left your own imagination. Or at least that's how I at least do it. Like in my head.
I like that. And also, especially in cases like this where it's like an autobiography, it's coming from their perspective. It's not like this is produced.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And that's also really interesting too. And it's different because like we know the I'm not saying we know the person, but at this point we freaking know Stassi. Yeah. I mean, followed her for the 8 years that she's been on TV.
Yeah, we feel like we're friends with her, you know, even though she has no clue who we are. We feel like we're friends with her. And
maybe one day. We can, a girl can dream.
A girl can dream. A broad can dream. Broads can dream.
Yeah, yeah. It's a good way to put it. Have you ever read books that are movies or like vice versa, where you've watched movies that were books?
I think way back when, like in school.
Oh, it's been a while. Because I was going to ask you, do you like reading the book first and then watching the movie, or do you like to watch the movie first and then read a book? Because this is a very controversial topic, apparently. I didn't even know it was.
It is. And I think
I feel like I'm opposite, but go ahead.
You prefer watching movies to reading books?
Not more like that way. I meant more like, do you like to read the book first and then watch the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you like to watch the movie first and then read the book? So you're basically doing both, but it's like, what do you do first?
True.
Does that make sense?
I think it really varies. I've heard it varies by the series or the movie or the book or whatever it is. Yeah. Like some people say, oh, watch it first or read it first. Because I think it depends on maybe what has more detail and what has more of the plot. Like, you don't want to necessarily have a book like Harry Potter that you're reading the book and it's so interesting. There's so much going on. You have to put it into like an hour and a half, two and a half hour movie. Obviously, they're cutting stuff out. And I think when you cut stuff out, that's when people get disappointed, you know, versus the other way where you watch the movie and you read the book. And you're like, oh, my gosh, all this other stuff happened that I had no clue about. Like, that's cool.
Have you done it, though?
I think I did it for one of the Harry Potter books in
you
school.
You did?
Yeah.
Read first or watch first?
Oh,
you don't remember?
I don't remember. It was so long ago.
No, it's okay. It's fine.
Can you tell me about?
I mean, I was honestly just curious. So I like to watch the movies first,
okay,
and then read. Which is apparent. I'm only asking because I was talking about this the other day with my coworker, and I didn't realize it was honestly a controversial topic. I thought that was the obvious statement. I thought it was you watch first and then you read. I thought that was obvious because that's what I just do.
Okay.
And I don't ever talk about it. But apparently a lot of people say, no, you have to read it first, because exactly what you just said, when you read it first, that's the kind of the original, right?
Yeah.
So you get all the details, so then you don't get disappointed when, well, actually, hold on a minute. No, you're right. Actually, people who read the book first, we'll get disappointed when they watch the movie because the movie leaves the details out.
Right.
See, that's why I like it the opposite way. So, okay, just going back.
You're right.
A lot of people like to read first because they get the full thing and then they watch it. I like to watch it first so I get the picture in my head. Mm-hmm. But then when I read the book, I'm like, this is so much better because of the details to what you just said. But I already have a picture in my head. So as I'm reading, I'm almost like putting these words and then I'm like having the images in my head.
That makes sense.
So that I think that's cooler.
Yes. And I think some people are very visual people and some people are more like imaginative.
I'm more visual.
Me too.
Yeah. I need like literally, I hate to go back to work, but like every time we're working, like we love whiteboarding. Granted, we do a lot of process stuff, but it's because we like to visualize stuff. So
it makes sense.
Yeah. I'm assuming you're more of a visual person because you are a UX queen.
Designer. Kind of part of my gig. Yeah. I live for it. You know what? It's been a while since I've read the book and watched the movie. Mm. I think it also a lot of the times depends on what's out first. You know what I mean?
That's fair. Yeah.
So sometimes it's a book first and people read the book and then it becomes a movie and people didn't know it was going to become a movie. So you read the book and then you're like, oh,
is there ever a case where a movie comes out first and then a book? I never really thought about that.
I guess I didn't
saying
either.
It because you just said that.
It must exist, but it's probably in the minority percentage of books that are movies.
I honestly don't know.
Let us know what you think. Are you a big book than movie person or movie than book person?
No, I'd also be curious to know if there are any movies that were a movie first and then the book was made, but I highly doubt
I wonder. Who knows?
Who knows?
Maybe we'll learn.
Yeah, that's true.
I wanted to bring up a couple questions that we got when we asked what we should discuss today.
Anything good?
Yes, we have two very good inquiries.
Lay it on us.
First, we'll start with the Bravo Sphere.
Okay.
Christy wants to know, whose side are we on in the Lindsay versus Danielle
situation? Okay, I was going to say, we should definitely dive into that because I have so many thoughts.
We saw so much more this week, too. And
yeah.
I was watching it. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm such a big Danielle fan. She's doing this at the party. I wanted to text you
so badly.
I know, me too.
And it sucks that I can't. I know. This whole podcast thing is like, so just again for content for everybody, like when, again, like we told you this before, but like whenever I'd watch Bravo shows, I don't always watch with Mon. I mean, we try and watch it together, but of course, if we can't, we'll just text each other about it to be like, this is crazy, what the hell? And like, obviously we have some other friends that watch Bravo, so we'll text them too. We'll have some group chats. But now that we have this podcast, we're like, okay, we might as well save our thoughts so that way we have content and share it with, you know, the people who are listening to us.
We don't talk about it
but now
off of this
we've
all
been texting each other with emojis because I'm like, I have to text you something. Like, I'm, you know, I can't not. Like, I'm not going to sit there alone with my thoughts.
You're texting like, I'm watching the engagement summer like, house.
with emojis. Straight away.
And emojis. I was deciphering them.
Are you getting my emojis?
I am. Okay. Yeah, it was really good. It's smart.
There's so many times where I'm like, freaking, I'm like, where's the emoji for this? Like, I don't know.
For what are you doing, Danielle? Why are you doing this at the engagement party?
Literally, I'm not even kidding. I was literally looking for an emoji that would be Danielle to just be like, okay, Danielle, and then the emoji that goes like
crazy,
that. Like
crazy
the
open mouth, like
yeah, the like, screaming emoji.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the unhappy emoji and then the ring emoji. So mm-hmm. to be like unhappy with engagement. But I couldn't find the emoji for Danielle, and I was just like, I don't know if we're gonna get this.
I mean, her reaction at the engagement party where she's going around to everyone, though, it had the montage of her in every conversation she's bringing up, I didn't know about this until like an hour ago. I didn't know about this engagement until an hour ago. Like, I don't know. They drink all day there all the time. I'm just gonna chalk it up to like, she's been drinking all day and like, this is just, her emotions are spilling out and she can't contain them. Cause, it's so bad.
I tried to rationalize in my head where I was trying to put myself in her shoes. And I don't know if it's fair to compare her relationship with Lindsay to, let's say, me and you. Like, I don't know if that's the right comparison because, like, her and Lindsay were best friends for, like, 6 years?
Something like
longer?
That. I'm not sure.
I feel like they only got close, like, I feel like they haven't been close for a long time.
Right.
They've known each other for 6 years, but have they been close for that long?
I think they've been friends for a long time. And also, like they were saying with Carl, they were like the three amigos.
Yeah. Okay. My opinion, forget the comparison. Let's just table the comparison for now. My opinion was that is it tough to see that Danielle wasn't included? Yes. Because exactly what you just said, she was close with not only Lindsay, but with Carl too. So the fact that this is like a really big moment in their life and she wasn't like involved, and not involved doesn't mean she has to help out. It just means like, hey, heads up. Like, I have this exciting news. I'm just sharing it with you.
Yeah.
That like, to me, that's like involved. Like it, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And I guess because she wasn't, is that hurtful? Yeah. I mean, I'd love to hear your thought on this. I mean, what do you think about that?
You don't seem like you're agreeing. I feel like I'm always devil's advocate. Like, I can see both sides a lot. Because I have someone very close to me in my family that they got engaged and nobody knew. Nobody knew that they were getting engaged. So you're not going to get offended like, oh, I didn't know they got engaged. No, nobody knew. And I think in Carl's but case,
Carl
though,
told other people,
he's telling
though.
Other people. And I know.
And like, to fly in too and all that stuff.
But the flying in, of course, that's like logistically, he told them a couple days ahead of time. I don't like any, like they said, it wasn't malicious. It was just like, I have this big thing I'm about to do, change my life. You're not really like my number one priority. I'm not thinking about how you're feeling, especially since you and my girlfriend.
He told Chris though, and he didn't tell Danielle.
Oh, I didn't know he told Chris.
Yeah. So that was the part that was like, I think that put a bad taste in my mouth because he knew Chris for 2 months. And he literally told Chris.
Oh, that's not a good look.
And it doesn't, and if people want to argue, I'm going to be like, okay, he told Chris because Chris was just there conveniently, but so was Danielle. Yeah. Danielle was literally I'm just thinking if that's Carl's argument, right? Where Carl was like, okay, well, I'm talking to Kyle. Chris just happened to be there. But guess what, Carl? Danielle also happened to be there. She was at that event.
And he would have gotten brownie points if he was like, I know Lindsay and Danielle are fighting, but if I tell her that I'm going to be proposing to her, maybe I'll get her more on my side. Yeah. You know, maybe it's like I'm involving you in this so you feel like you're a part of it. Whereas what he did kind of ended up pushing her out more, which is what she's also fearing. So it kind of prolonged, not prolonged, but just really made the situation a bit worse, I think.
I don't know. It's so tough. I mean, I get where you're coming from. We're at one point where when you do an engagement, obviously you want the surprise. You're not going to tell anyone. I get that. I really do. Because you're really just trying to make sure this goes, you know, without a hitch.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I completely, completely get that. But I guess it's like tough where it's like, all right, like you told Chris, you told other people and then you leave her out. I understand too where like Carl is really scared of Lindsay, which is like, okay, like pussy, but I get it. And then, I mean, that's what they said on the show. I don't remember who said it, but they were like, Carl is so afraid of Lindsay that he might have been scared to tell Danielle. Then Lindsay goes, why the hell would you involve her?
That's true.
I don't know, but the whole thing.
Whose team are you on, Lindsay or Danielle?
Man, so tough because we only see what's on camera.
That's true.
Okay, all I can say is Danielle, I love her. I feel for her that she's hurt because, like, I feel like Danielle and Lindsay and Carl were all very best friends. So if I were in a situation to not know that my best friend is getting engaged, but other people knew. If nobody knew, I wouldn't be upset. But if other people knew and I didn't, I would feel hurt. I would. That's me. And then another thing too is that I also think Danielle kind of embarrassed herself at the engagement party.
Totally.
I don't think she should have done that. Definitely I think not. She should have waited to vent out either after the event or before the event. Because 100%. That engagement party is not about her.
Yeah.
And people flew in for that. She's seeing people for the first time. I think she should have just been like, I am so happy for them. And that's it. And call it a day.
And she did that for a second. That's why I think maybe she just had a little too much because she did that for a second. She did it for a bit. And then she was like, for everyone she was talking to, she was bringing up the fact that she just learned about it.
Yeah.
And so I don't back those actions at all. She definitely should have and could have handled it better. I'm still Team Danielle, but I do not advocate for these actions at the party. Because it was also so sad that Lindsay was so happy.
I think I'm Team Danielle, too. I'm Team Danielle.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Lindsay was so happy on the after the engagement, which was incredible. Yeah. But then the fact that everyone that was talking to her post the engagement party was talking about how Danielle was saying these things, it's taking away from
not
it.
Good.
That was like the really long-term bad action of this. This is what everyone's saying about it, and it shouldn't be about you, Danielle. It should be about Lindsay.
Yeah, because you only get that day once. You know, this isn't like a birthday that happens every year. This isn't any other event. You do it once. Just keep your emotions to yourself. And honestly, if you're really that upset about it,
talk to the people.
A grown adult. Maybe give it a couple days because let Lindsay and Carl have their, you know, fun, I guess, and celebration. But then just talk to them like normal people. And honestly, be honest. Do you want this friendship going somewhere? Have a conversation about it. Say you were hurt, but you're willing to move on. I don't know. I mean, it's always hard to like talk about this stuff because we're not in that situation. And like,
yeah. You're right. We only see what they give us, you know?
Right.
Well, I think we'll see at the reunion.
One rebuttal that I did just think about.
Okay.
Was that when Carl and Danielle were having their heart to heart and it went really well, Carl did say he was looking at engagement rings.
Yeah.
So Lindsay could have been like, oh my God, that is amazing.
You mean Danielle could have said?
Yes. Danielle could have been like, Carl, that's incredible. What are you planning? Do you need any help?
What she did was, face in the pillow.
Yeah. So technically, Carl being like, okay, well, should I involve you or not? Like, I literally just told you I'm looking at engagement rings and you had a terrible reaction. Sorry, I just thought of that in my head.
No, but you're right. I think Danielle versus Lindsay goes deeper than just, like, finding out about the engagement party. I think it's beyond that. But beyond that, I'm still Team Danielle.
Yeah, I know. I'm Team Danielle.
You're still Team Danielle? Yeah. Okay, good. Same.
What is the second topic?
Our second question we got from Molly. This is non-Bravo, but it's still the reality sphere.
Chantel! Sunset. Is it Chantel? Chantel.
Selling
Chantel.
Sunset. Chrishell.
Oh my God. You're really going to kill me when I tell you who Chantel is. It's our CFO. I need to get off work. I know.
You got to start doing these on Monday mornings, I guess, before you think about work.
Oh my goodness.
Our second question is Chrishell and G-Flip. Okay. Molly was asking about the engagement. No, it looks like it's a marriage.
It looks like a marriage.
Was a theory that this, what they posted, was a photo from a scene from a music video.
Oh.
But everything on Google, including is Chrishell married, points to they're married after a year of dating.
Now I'm following. Yeah. I didn't know there was a potential music video. Like, I mean, that wasn't even like in my head. Yeah. I was like, oh my God, they're married.
They're married after a year of dating.
Did you look into it? I looked into it, and signs
are pointing to yes. I don't think
they dated for a year and they're married.
I don't think either of them have been like confirmed fully. Yes, I love this person and they are my spouse. Neither of them have done that, but that's what the Instagram post that they posted seemed like it was alluding to, because the caption and the whole video was about basically falling in love. And
do we see a ring?
No, the only photo is that them basically in like G-Flip's wearing kind of like a suit and Chrishell's wearing a dress and there's a white bouquet and they're kissing. Like it's fully giving marriage.
But now I'm thinking
marriage.
It's a music video.
But so the music video that the post was, I guess, promoting, I watched it. This scene was not in the music video.
Really?
Yes.
Do you think they shot it and cut it out?
No, because the whole music video was on a stage and G-Flip is singing the song. It's kind of like a ballad and G-Flip is singing the song and that's the whole scene. It's not like cutting in between different locations. Right. This location of where the marriage looked like was not at all.
So the only thing I could think of then from you saying that is that they either eloped.
Yeah.
Like they didn't even do the engagement. They just straight up eloped. Wouldn't you think any girl, doesn't matter who you are, would post an engagement photo?
This is Chrishell's second marriage, so I think it's different when it's not the first time. Or second marriage, you're probably right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I've heard that it's
so maybe
different.
She just was like, forget the engagement photo, let's just go straight to the wedding.
Honestly, forget the big wedding.
Or they got engaged and got married right after.
Yeah.
And then she posted that picture.
Yeah.
But we don't see a ring, though.
I hope that we're going to find out on the new season of Selling Sunset.
Well, I hope so too. When is that new season coming out again? I thought it was like next week, but now I don't remember.
I think so. For some reason, the 17th is ringing a bell for me, but it's definitely May.
No, the 17th is Vanderpump Rules. I think that's where your mind is on one thing. That's the Vanderpump Rules.
It's definitely soon. So we'll be talking about that.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm pumped. The one thing, though, question for you.
Mm-hmm.
When stuff's on Netflix, you literally can binge the whole thing.
Don't you? I was just thinking about that.
I was gonna say, don't you wish sometimes you can't and you could just like space it out?
You know what? I really wanted to talk about that here because I realized also why I love Bravo so much and why I love reality TV so much.
Keeps you hanging.
Oh, I love it. It keeps you hanging.
And you
it's
have
not
something to look forward to every week.
Exactly. It brings me back to when I was in middle school and high school, and every Thursday at 8 p.m. or whatever time and day the show were on, you would be like, okay, I gotta be home from soccer practice by this time so I can watch this show. And if you didn't watch, this is even before DVR, if you didn't watch it then, like, you gotta wait for reruns.
True.
And then DVR came along and then you could watch it after. But like, it's just, I live for the shows now. Like, it's so exciting. I don't live for them, but you know.
No, we live for them.
It's so exciting. It's like Monday. We got two new episodes. We got Below Deck and Summer House tonight. Mm-hmm. And then we have more on Wednesday. Like, it's so exciting. It's not binging all at once. I think binging all at once is like, you know.
I feel like you appreciate it less.
Exactly.
Because like, I mean, obviously I love that Netflix has no ads, but sometimes because there are no ads, I start playing on my phone because I don't get a break.
Yeah.
And then I'm like actually missing the details, but I'm like, but I'm also in binge mode, right? So I'm on binge mode. I'm not really going to appreciate every single waking moment second. Whereas with Bravo, I know it sounds crazy, but like there are moments where I'm watching it and then I'm rewinding stuff because I get distracted and I'm like, I have to see this again because
me too.
This is so important.
Did
to
they
me.
Really say that? Did I hear that right?
Right?
And you go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I only have that week. And that's it. And then I have to wait till next week. So I'm like, okay, I'm really going to focus on this.
And sometimes we rewatch it. It gives you time to think about it.
Yeah.
Before the next new episode. It's not just like, I would just watch the whole season and my mind is blown and I can't even remember what happened. It's like, no, we get to savor every single episode.
Some shows are good to binge, but with A Selling Sunset, which we love and our friends love, kind of wish it was spaced out a bit.
Well,
they
that's
do that
why
on Hulu.
I know.
With I've Only Murders in the Building.
That's true.
I liked it though.
Yeah. I don't know. I've found a little bit of discipline where I, when a new season comes out, I don't binge it. I give myself 2 to 3 episodes
Smart.
At a time. And I'm like, okay, if I'm starting to lose, because I also try to put my phone on. If I'm starting to lose a little bit of the attention, I'm like, okay, I'm stopping this episode.
Yeah.
I'm coming back to it because I love this
fair
show
enough,
and I don't want to miss
enough.
A second of it.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for the questions.
Yeah. Submit more if you want us to talk about more stuff, but
You can DM us on Instagram at @2rods_talkingbravo. You can comment on YouTube. We should have episode 3 up on YouTube a couple days after the podcast comes out.
I kind of wish we were recording a podcast after Stassi's show so you could just spend the whole podcast talking about it. But I don't know.
That's an idea.
I mean, I'd love to hear it. I'm sure the folks on the phone.
You guys will definitely get the tea for sure. You'll definitely get some kind of
if it's good stuff to share.
Debrief.
If it's good
it sounds like
I'm
it's
sure
gonna
be
really
be.
Good.
I'm sure we'll be.
So I'm very excited to have that tomorrow, and I'm excited for you to have your trip.
I can't wait.
Get some sun. Be safe. Have fun.
Thank you. Keep you posted when I have the cocktails, especially the Dirty Banana. I'll maybe give you a rating. Give me a rating scale.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll do a cocktail taste test.
Ooh, go nuts. You're on vacation.
You know what?
Screw it.
Can be hungover on the beach. You know what they say?
Best place to be hungover.
Also, a really good hangover cure is natural. Just jump in the ocean.
It works.
Yeah.
It works every time. Cold pool or ocean. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it from me. Do you have anything else?
No. Thank you guys for watching and listening.
Yeah.
Rate, like, subscribe, whatever it is, if you feel like it, if you appreciate us. If you
Let
enjoyed yourself, if you maybe laughed once this time with us. But thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys. We love you. And until next time.
Until next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.